In today's podcast, we take a closer look at what being faithful with our gifts actually looks like. Hey there, welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, almost a decade ago, I began learning about this work called GTD. It's a work strategy, actually, and it's all about getting things done. It's a whole system of processing, prioritizing, productivity, you know, and it sounds like, it is what it sounds like, you know, getting things done. This method was introduced during the beginning years of my seasons of rapid growth, and I became so engrossed with making every moment count and maximizing all of my efforts. I began calendaring, among other life hacks, and I haven't looked back. I've gotten so passionate about seeing God use me, as I spent so many years prior feeling inadequate or less than, and it was so mind-blowing, the fact that the creator of heaven and earth would use me to do amazing things. However, one thing that I am becoming more and more aware of is my struggle with healthy delegation. I have come face to face with the fact that in my overreaction to the excitement of God using me, that I neglect the call, or the mandate rather, to not only allow God to use others, but to be a facilitator of that. I always turn to Ephesians 4 when I need a biblical reminder of this truth, where in verses 11 and 12, Paul says, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ." I need to remember that my call is to equip the saints and not simply to do the work. But just last week, I was in the Clubhouse app and in a conversation that gave me the same truth in a different light. It was about faithfulness as it relates to delegation. And the comment was made that God has given us each gifts. And the question is, are we faithful with those? My thought is, yeah, that's the goal. I do all I can to use my gifts and to point others to Him. But the statement went on, God is a God of multiplication. So be fruitful and multiply. How are you multiplying your gifts? And like the parable of the talents, are you making sure that your gift does what it was made to do only? Or are you working to multiply that gift in others? In today's reading in Luke 12, I was reminded of this call to multiply. In the tail end of a parable about being ready for the master's return and our faithfulness to be obedient during his absence, verses 47 and 48 of verse 12 read as follows. "And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more." If we are in Christ and have received his Spirit, God has entrusted us, his chosen people, with much. He has given us his power and authority, not only to accomplish great things, but to multiply that greatness onto others, into others. Not only the spiritual understanding in what we call discipleship, right? But all manner of things that God would use to grow and build his kingdom. If God put it in you, it's not just for you. Let's consider how we are multiplying out all that God has poured in. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Spirit that pours into us so greatly, for your Spirit that empowers us to do amazing things, Lord God, for your Spirit that lights us up as there is passion for so many things that we can use to build your kingdom. Lord God, I pray that you would help us take that, take the skills, take the gifts, take the passions, Lord God, and not only use them for your kingdom, but multiply them into others for that same purpose, Lord God. Help us to multiply your gifts. Help us to multiply the skills. Help us to multiply the talent you've poured in, Father God, so that it would be multiplied, and then it would be multiplied, Lord God. And in doing such, we aren't only building the kingdom through ourselves, but Lord God, we're pouring the kingdom into others so that it can be poured into others, Lord. We desire to be used by you. And I just pray that you would help us to see that we can be used in ways that we would never imagine, ways that we would never ask or think, as we let go of always being the one, and just multiply that one over and over and over again, Lord God. We need you to do it. We need your spirit. Thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. I hope that something was poured into you today through this little conversation. Now, don't let it end here with you. Continue to encourage others with it. If it has blessed you, leave a comment, share it with others so it would be pouring them into, like, that's a way that we can be a part of multiplying, is sharing the truth of the multiplication with others. And I want to encourage you, come back here tomorrow. We're going to be talking more and more ways that we can be a blessing to each other. So be blessed and be a blessing. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.